You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Burnaby.
Witness the world's best cinema, meet the creators behind your favorite works, and encounter live shows that combine music and film at the Vancouver International Film Festival. Taking place from September 28th to October 8th, a stellar lineup of over 130 films from 70 countries will transport you to places you've never been. Embrace the magic of cinema with exceptional storytelling that leaves you captivated and inspired. Be in the room as VIFF Live shows breathe life into stories from the screen, combining live performance and cinema. And go behind the scenes with VIFF Talks, connecting you to the brilliant minds behind the work you love. Explore the program and get tickets now at VIFF.org. That's VIFF.org. Student discounts are available, and if you are between the ages of 19 and 25, you can also join VIFF's free U25 membership program.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. And we got a treat in store for you.
Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, CJSFCA. Beaming worldwide, and we are cross-continental today while we're talking. Today we are looking at, you know, Monday's coming up and it's going to be Thanksgiving. We're talking about Thanksgiving, gratitude, and some of the things that connect us with regard to nature. I'm going to ask my people are going to be coming and going, just like a house, like you might be doing on Monday. So I'm going to ask people to introduce themselves, and then we'll get into that conversation about what is Thanksgiving. Karen?
Thanksgiving for me is actually overcoming a lot of stepping stones or blocks that overcoming things that are blocking your way and just dealing with them at one at a time. I've had that. I've been pretty lucky in the sense that it could be overwhelming, but I'm thankful for having the support around me that I do.
And Karen is also a radio show host, a DJ. Karen, introduce, tell a little bit about yourself and share with our listeners.
Okay, I do internet DJ on a station called Bold Tunes, and I DJ once a month with my friend Freddie in Texas, and I go by the name of Punky on that.
Okay, and another connection we have beside radio is that you have just, were you the second year as a guide, certified guide in Echo Wisdom?
Yeah, second going on third.
And next to you on the Zoom screen is Kari. Kari is the founder of Echo Wisdom. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and Echo Wisdom.
Well, Echo Wisdom or Eco Wisdom, Forest Preserve is a place where I live. I live off grid among trees and wolves and moose and fox and dragonflies and spotted salamanders, and I live with complex chronic illness and have found that living off-grid, living among the trees has really brought me wonderful relief of some of my symptoms, and it has motivated me in sharing both the healing properties of nature, but also the deep appreciation that can be fostered by living on the land and living with a deep connection to this reciprocal relationship. So we have solar panels, we collect rainwater, and then we offer programs. We offer nature and forest therapy guide training programs, and this program is accessible and inclusive. So many of our guides live with disability or chronic illness. Not all of the participants, but some do, and everyone is welcome. And our programs will also have a focus on inclusion. So we offer accessible nature well-being programs. So those are the two main things that we're doing, in addition to protecting the land and caring for the land.
Yeah, and showing thanks for the land.
Yeah, deep gratitude. It really comes down to that. And also, like, nature just has this sort of allows us to connect with one another at a very deep, in a very deep way. And in our programming, we foster, like, you know, enlarging the miracles of our experiences and deepening our connections with one another. And I have deep gratitude, not just for the land, not just for the elements and the animals, but these beautiful human beings that I get to spend time with, like the people who are here today. Yeah.
Yes, I bring this over to Joseph. There are two people that have spoken of you. Joseph, tell us a little bit more about you.
Well, well, I've been around a long time. both with Punking, I know Lorette a long time as well as Kari. And I enjoy the nature and the effect that it has on all you guys. But I really, really mainly enjoy the people. And I think I met you in the Bear Creek, right, Charlotte?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm connected with people that are a bit crazy. Paul Gauthier, Kari, they go anyway. They're extreme, and they're always
we're creative,
busy,
creative,
creative. Yes. But also extremely busy. But it's really, I really enjoy seeing the effect that the nature programs have on them. And I guess all of you have actually been connected with you in person, in nature, which was quite neat.
And yes.
I'm very grateful for that. Grateful for the sort of wild experience that Kari went through to develop this whole nature thing, which is quite good. And it's just a fluke that I don't look at my emails that often during the day. I'm also running around like crazy with these people, like these people, but I saw them, and I'll probably fade out in about you know, quarter to four, something like that, because I'm heading off to submit an application for a new place to live. So, and people have been bugging me to get it done, but I wanted to put my head in here and say hello to everybody, and hope we all of us are going through a lot, but all of us really have quite a lot to be grateful for. So we should take the good with the bad and do the best we can with it and be grateful for what we've got going.
Yes.
That's on the theme of the day.
Yes. As you mentioned, crazy. and I think Carrie connected it with creative. When I first heard of the Eco Wisdom program and forest bathing, I thought, oh, these are some crazy people. And I had this image of just people standing out nude in the forest. And I was delighted when I was invited to take part in first of all, I debated the group. I said, you're going to have a 4-hour Zoom? Do you know how unhealthy that is to the body? I do a 1-hour Zoom and I'm tired. And she said, you don't have to sit in the chair. You can go on the floor. You can sit anywhere. And I am so grateful how it doesn't even feel like a year. It feels like I've known you for a long time, but yet within the 6 months of the program to train people to become guides, I learned so much more about self-care and to be grateful for having that first part of the training, first part of the program to say, take care of yourself. It's like the goose with the golden eggs. If you tend to the eggs and not the goose and the eggs get broken, there'll be no more geese. But and I feel so much better about myself. Something within, particularly those of us that are baby boomers, were brought up with don't waste time. Don't be tell people, if somebody called me pretty, my grandmother would say, don't tell that child she's pretty. That attending to ourselves was somehow wrong. And so I feel so much better taking time to think about, follow the checkups, you know, look at and work on your teeth, exercise, stretch, some of the different things, and the flowers. We had an exercise where you were supposed to have, if you didn't have plants in your yard, look at a house plant. And so I was staying in a desert. I was staying in a part of California where it was 109 degrees outside. I put my foot outside the door even to try and smell a thing, and it was going to burn my foot. So I came back in, and there was a house plant. But I had never looked at this house plant the way we were described or encouraged to do it in the workshop, is look and see what's different, if there's one unique thing about a leaf. And just that experience of looking and appreciating within this little house plant that there was one leaf, and it looked like there was a waterfall coming down through it. And so the next day I thought more about the plant, and I thought, maybe it needs more water, or maybe I'm giving it too much water. But just that bonding, the things of going beyond yourself, but also recognizing that there's some things like having plants or having fresh water or being more conservative, not using throw-away things, that those things work into making me feel more grateful for being alive and more grateful for hearing about this program. But Laurette, thank you for coming and joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your Thanksgiving.
Well, a number of years ago, I had a challenge for 1 week to post something once a day that I was grateful for. So I took up the challenge. And by the end of the week, I was way more happy and content because I had shifted my focus from negative to positive, right? Because it's so easy to get stuck into the negative vortex, right? But when you look at what you're grateful for, it's amazing how it changes your whole outlook on life. And that was a very eye-opening experience for me, because until then, I didn't really appreciate what an attitude of gratitude would mean in your life and how you view the world, how you interact with people. It's just amazing. And so when I took the course, I think there was a speaker, Kari, that taught about gratitude during the talk. And that really resonated with me. Because it's amazing how it changes your whole outlook. That's my story.
And you're sticking to it. Yes, I was reading, skimming a lot of things, but someone is doing research on expressions of gratitude in the ministry of gratitude. When you talked about the difference you saw in just even one day writing something that you were grateful about, does and how it shifts your attention, because I've noticed here that Spectrum is one of the news stations across California. I think they're in some other states, but every day they have a good news story, something that someone is doing to make the world better. They talked about a few weeks ago, there was a cave researcher, and he got down and fell. So he was lower than anyone had been in a cave. And a call went out, and there were cave experts from around the world came, and they said, "We're not hoping to get him out. This man's not going to die in here. We are going to get him out." And it was just amazing looking at the things that they created as systems where they could give him a transfusion. No one said, "Oh, that's too far," or "That's hopeless," or "Oh, I skimped up my hand trying to get down." There was such a joy when they brought this man up. So I think with our creativity, Carrie, may I ask you to speak a little bit about creativity, that one part of the nature training is expressing your creativity through writing and other means.
Yeah. You know, if I could just step back one step back with this focus, like as Lorette described, focusing on the positives, right? We talk about that, this brain phenomenon of negativity bias, and it's the way we protect ourselves. But we have to counter that. We actually have to become conscious of the practice of focusing on what is beautiful, what we sense in nature as beautiful or calming or intriguing, and really expand that. And that helps us to bring a more balanced approach to our lives. Creativity, I mean, we see it as when people sort of find a place of calm and relaxation and also safety and security socially, where they can start to have metaphors, meanings coming from the forest or from the garden, from the houseplant, coming into that creative mind. We also incorporate poetry, which is a beautiful way to enter into that creative space. In a lot of our nature and forest bathing programming, we conclude with a collective creation where people are invited to go out and find an item in nature and then come back. It might be a stone, a pine cone, a leaf. And then we craft something together. And That's an interesting process too, because it's creative, but we're collectively creating something, and it's like layered because we. It's like when we do that, we're connecting again with one another, and it's all founded in this nature connection and you know, finding something that speaks to us, and we might say something as we place something into this mandala or creative expression, or we may be in silence. There's a lot of flexibility about how we approach the ways we are with one another in natural spaces. Yeah. But we have also like a whole unit on expressive arts and how to incorporate, you know, the expressive arts into forest bathing programming and why it's so important. And I think that when people enter into that calm, relaxed state, sometimes connecting to words, it doesn't come easy. But maybe movement in the body, maybe you see the way grasses move and you want to move your body in that way, or you just see something that's so incredibly beautiful, you want to, you know, sort of spend time in that beauty immersed, or you want to create something, you know. So whether that's a haiku or a creation of natural elements, there's so many possibilities. Yeah.
I found poetry was a healing form for me, more potent than pills. In fact, I wrote a poem once, you know, the doctor's there and he has all these pills and he has his pen. Between his pen and his pills, nothing have helped me. But I have this whole body of poems. I wrote about a 150-page book of poems, and the poems over the years helped me go from first being angry, then to grief, then heartbreak, and finally the resurgence of faith, hope, and love. And I think honoring and encouraging each other, encouraging people to write a poem is a special way of sharing, because people often do in the school, you know, when you go into school and somebody says, oh, that's not this pentameter, or it doesn't have this rhyming pattern. So people think, oh, I can't write a poem. But a poem is a great gift to give someone at Thanksgiving. I'm going to share a poem that I wrote because it's just about happiness. Happiness is having our friendship. Happiness is a word so simple it seems. It's the substance of many people's dreams. Having a friend like you brings joy for sure. Makes me happy today and forevermore. Friendship is a gift from God to enjoy. It is sweeter than fruitcake, more permanent than an expensive toy. Happiness comes from balancing life's ups and downs. It blossoms with daily smiles, not constant frowns. You are such a source of smiles, thoughts, and care. It keeps me from doing crazy stuff on a dare. Happiness is knowing our lives go on without end. You have helped forge a link better than money to spend. Eternally through spirit, our extended family is assured. Our kinship and love will be fully treasured.
I see Lorette's thumb going up. Yay! Yeah.
And so, and the activity, you know, when we have the day-long workshop activities, I was impressed that the day, one of the things in the opening was a poem, and one of the things at the end of the day was a poem. And it's just honoring that, because I think as people come to a program, we come to an accessible nature workshop program or attend one online, seeing that poetry is honored makes more people think about, oh, I could do that. You know, it's not useless. And then the experience, I experienced something. We're going to talk a little bit about love or metta for trees, but we're supposed to express love for a tree. And I thought, okay. But I noticed I had been writing a lot of my poems using the computer typing, but to do this poem with the tree, I sat under the tree and something really felt different about the experience. I felt more excited about this poem that I wrote 4 or 5 years from, you know, when I published my last book. And so I'm beginning again when I'm going to write to sit and feel. Sitting by, trees tell you a lot of things, Carrie. Essie Kim is joining us, another person that we know through activities in BC. We know her through her writing and also being an activist. But Kim, introduce yourself, and we're just sharing about Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, and gratitude.
Thank you, Charlotte. Hi, my name is Kim. And I'm a recent graduate from the EcoWisdom Nature and Forest Therapy Guide program. Glad to be with all of you today. I'm not sure what the introductions were about, but I'm a female, white female with short brown hair, blue eyes, middle age. I have been involved with EcoWisdom for a little over a year now. Been involved with putting together at least three sessions in the Lower Mainland area, in Vancouver and Surrey area, and happy to be a part of this discussion today. Thank you, Charlotte.
And one of the things I'm impressed by is that Kim is she doesn't let any grass grow in her feet. I was in we had a session in a park and they changed the time. The transportation access was telling really crazy, complicated ways to get there. And she just saw me looking puzzled. And she said, come on, I'll give you a ride to the transit thing. And she whips out down in this power chair, whips around into the power chair, brings the power chair, and in like 4 or 5 minutes, she did all this. So energized after a whole day. But then also, she noticed a couple of things that I said, and she sent me the next day a newsletter. And she said, the Spinal Cord Injury Group, they have a newsletter. I mean, she really is a person that just in the fly shares information and helps people connect.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I'm glad Kim is here. You know where you used to live, Kim? Guess what is blooming still in October, or it started blooming in September?
Don't tell me the cherry blossoms.
No, the sunflower. There's 2 or 3 sunflowers out there.
Well, you know what? I'm not surprised. We're living in the Lower Mainland, and I just came from outside. I came from the rink. I was curling, came out and looked at what a beautiful sunny day it is. I see people out in their shorts, and just a real appreciation for deep gratitude for this weather that we've been blessed with this time of year.
Yeah, we have been very much blessed, though. We've been blessed with a bit of rain, too. That is lucky, too. The forest fires are toned down a bit here in BC. Like I said, a bit, and hopefully things will be better.
Do you, either of you, have any notable or memorable things of ways that your family experiences or celebrates Thanksgiving that you'd like to share?
Well, I remember, I might even have the poem on me. I remember my brother-in-law reading an editorial that somebody did for Thanksgiving a few years back, and I have it posted on my fridge. I still think I have it. I could try and go and get it now, but I don't think it's worth all the effort. But what I can do is probably photocopy it and mail it to everybody. But it was about being grateful for what you had for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, maybe you could take a picture of it.
Yeah, if I still have it.
You know, Charlotte, just to answer your question, with my family, my father's side, my paternal grandparents came here as immigrants from Czechoslovakia. It was actually Austria back then. And as we know, the globe keeps changing and has throughout time. They were farmers in Alberta. And my dad has told me many, many stories about growing up in Alberta in the cold, and a lot of stories about the harvest and the animals and